Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's what we do. Welcome to another edition of Wet Wet Wednesday right here on Monsters Radio. We're going to go ahead and start it out, and I'm going to open up the lines here in just a bit. Looks like we got Cali Girl tuning in already. She must have got her Kool-Aid. I'm just saying, looking for her Mr. Showbiz from last night. But you know how we do it. Wet Wet Wednesday, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Up first, I got some Jamie Foxx. Then I got some independent, ooh-wee, wet, wet music. You dig? So, all right, rock with me. I'm just E-Monster, Monsters Radio Live. And Wet, Wet Wednesdays, it's about to go down because we came to get it in. Ooh-wee, let's go, y'all. Rock with me.
Now it's starting to show. Oh, baby.
Never wanna
I've been all over the world, man. I had really gave up on this, you know. Finally met a girl to do for me, though. It's crazy. It's like a dream. Think I got me one.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Okay, okay. Some of y'all gonna need a glass of water by the time it's over. I'm just saying, we're gonna get it in tonight. So, all right, there's quite a few people over here in the queue already. So I'm not gonna use it, do like I usually do and make y'all wait a long time. Me keep spinning some music to help get y'all in the mood. Some of y'all probably just want to talk about our question that we got tonight. It's a two-part question. Basically, well, my question, Wet Wet Wednesday topic is, have you made a home movie? And if you did you delete it right away afterwards? It's just a question. That's what we want to know. And how far will you go to please your love? So check it out. I'm going to open up the lines right after this. We got quite a few people in the queue. We're going to get to everybody tonight. 424-243-9649. Because, boy, I got some motherfucking stories for y'all. All I'm going to say is don't judge me. Pray for me. So, hey, we're going to open up the lines right after this track right here. Now, you know how we do it. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Well, check it out. This song right here, this is one of them songs you don't play around your mama because she's going to start flirting with your daddy. I'm just saying, this is Suave. It's called Love Me. What's up, Dallas, Texas? We getting it in. Wet, wet Wednesday. It's going down. Ooh-wee.
I love you.
ever told you R&B is dead, they a motherfucking lie. That's what they do. He don't set the mood up in this motherfucker. I'm in here butt naked right now with a condom on and one gym sock. It is what it is. We going to get it in. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Call me up right now, 424-243-9649. You dig? So, all right, let me go over here and check in with Kelly Girl. I'm surprised she showed up so damn early. She showed up with a motherfucking negligee and a cup of Kool-Aid. It is what it is. I know you got a shot in that Kool-Aid. What's good, Kelly?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
What's good?
What's going down?
What's good? What's
no
good?
Pun intended.
It's Wet Wet Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I got my monster white on.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into what we're talking about tonight. You know how we do it on Wet Wet Wednesday. It's crazy and freaky as fuck around here. Ain't no telling what's going to go down tonight on Wet Wet Wednesday, because ain't no telling who's going to call. I'm just saying. Let the monster break in you go. It is what it is. So, all right, check it out. This is what we're talking about tonight, and I'm just going to ask you as a question. Set it up for everybody else. Have you ever made a home movie? Just yes or no? Just yes or no? No? Okay, ain't no need for me to ask you, did you delete it afterwards? Okay, so now I guess I would have to say, I was about to say, how far will you go to please your lover? But obviously you just gave a suggestion. You said what? You'd like to do what?
Make one.
Okay, so you haven't made one yet because you haven't met the right person, or is it that janky-ass, burn-up-ass Walmart prepaid phone you got? It just got low resolution? I mean, what is it?
No, just haven't found the right person. You want to volunteer?
No, I have bad experiences trying to do shit like that. We're going to get into it up here in just a little bit. You dig? I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, all right, so how far would you go as a woman from LBC, Duggan and Buggan Daycare Center, you dig? Drop your kids off and pick up a bag of weed. How far will you go to please your lover?
It depends, but far enough.
Okay. I see. I need to play some more
music
to get your ass in the mood.
No, it depends. No, I will do it. It depends on the situation and who's it with. Because the only way you can keep your man is if you do as he says.
That's the only way? Hey, I'm down with that. No, hell no, you're right.
I'm saying.
100% right.
Thank you. Yeah, even if I ain't right, you disagree. Yeah.
I'm disagreeing because, like you said, whatever we say is the right thing for y'all to want to do. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
I'm just saying.
Okay. We're going to check with some more callers, see how they feel about what we're talking about. Now, don't forget, y'all. Don't forget. This is an interactive show. Yes, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Wet Wet Wednesday. You can interact with us. I even have a chat room right here on Blog Talk if you want to say your comments. You're scared to talk. Get in. You can put your comments in there, and I'll announce your comment, and, you know, we'll keep it moving. But don't let Kelly Girl, do not let her act like it's a Harlem night. She's trying to hit you with garbage cans. You're going to shoot off her pinky toe. I'm just saying. So if you don't want to speak, you can just say, I pass, or I'm just enjoying the show. You dig? We're going to keep it monstrous and keep it moving. All right. I'm going to get to these calls in the order that they was received. We're going to check in with two people, then we're going to spin some music and come back. You dig? All right. Let's see who we got over here. Looks like we're going to check in with the 773-973-979. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Who we got on the line? Hello?
Man, it's Mr. Showbiz. What's that?
Uh-oh.
It's Mr. Showbiz. See, that's who I'm going to make it easy
with.
Kool-Aid is all the way. Kool-Aid is all the way.
Kool-Aid
all the way. It's told me to get on the station.
Well,
what's going on with everybody, man?
This is what we're talking about tonight. The questions that we're asking is, have you ever made a movie, a home movie?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay. Now, a lot of people is kind of like getting into that with the after all the sexting and all that type of stuff. But I've been hearing a lot of people be trying to delete it. It is. Some people be trying to take off with the footage. It is what it is. So what did you do afterwards after y'all made it? Did y'all watch it?
We sat there and watched it. Yeah, we watched it. But I got children and they be want to be entertained and I got all type of games on my phone. And one time, I forgot it was on there. My son just going through my phone and I'm hearing clapping. I'm like, wait a minute, what's that, man? I'm like, that sounds familiar. I had to delete it, man. I forgot it just that quick that I had it on there. I was like, oh, my God, I let him trump as my boy.
Now, that's hilarious.
I'm clapping. I'm like, what the? Oh, shit. I'm like, you looking at the wrong thing, bro. That ain't no game yet, man. I don't know what a game sound like. That's all.
He said, that ain't no game. Them X's and O's don't work like that, player. No, put that down.
It don't sound like no Mario Brothers or no treasure hunt.
Oh, shit, that had to be a fucked up awakening because I know you probably was just at first. Is that what I think it is? No. Wait a minute. Who got my phone? Oh, snap. Okay, that's what it is. So our second part is, you know, how far would you go to please your lover? Because, you know, some people, you know, as Kevin Hart says, you know, you got to come up with some type of safe word. His safe word was pineapple. Your pineapple. So anytime during sex, you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing, or the other person ain't supposed to be a pineapple. Get it? And some people do, they just go too far. So how far would you go to please your lover?
Man, I'm old school. I don't do all this new school kinky ass shit. Hit me in the head with a refrigerator to make me pump that shit. No. Nah, hell no. I'm a bad lady. Fuck that. That's too close to my damn booty hole. Ain't nothing coming from out of there but shit and going toward the tissue and the face towel.
Oh, right. Okay. I feel you on that. That's what it do. Okay.
I mean, I've been doing things publicly. I mean, I could be a Red Lobster getting some head under the table while you eating. But all that other shit, hell no.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Okay. Hey, Callie girl, have you ever asked somebody to
yes.
do that to you at Red Lobster?
Look, no,
said,
hell
yeah,
no.
I wasn't even done. She's like, yes.
No, hell no. We ain't going there.
Okay. You're not an exhibitionist, I take it.
No.
Yeah, it is what it is. You probably still do it with the lights off and under the motherfucking cover. It is what
it is. Oh, hell no.
Let's check in with somebody else to see what they got going on. And we're going to keep running it through here. He said, on the phone. Okay. Yeah, that's an awkward moment. I believe this is Jay Dirty. Is that you, brother?
Dang, he called me wrong one.
That's the monster.
678.
What's happening?
What's good, bro?
I ain't good, man. Damn, it's real loud on here, man. What's that?
Oh, no, that might
Hello?
Be Showbiz phone. You out and about, Showbiz?
Yeah, I'm outside, bro.
See, that's Showbiz. Jumping fences and shit. He in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, hold on, Showbiz. I'm going to put you on mute just for a little bit while we're checking with Jay Dirty and somebody else. So, what's good, Dirty? I know you don't like it when I open the lines on Wet Wet Wednesday when it's just you and me. And believe me, I'm not mad at you. But I figured we got Cali Girl here, so, you know, we can open it up and conversate. Really just talk to her. You ain't got to talk to me. You ain't got to look over here. But you know how we do on Wet Wet Wednesdays. We asking people, you know, have you ever made any home movies before?
No, man.
Okay, that's what it do. So, okay. So, in the second part, and the other one is, how far would you go to please your lover? Now, obviously, Showbiz said he ain't eating no butt roast. But, you know, some people be into some freaky shit. You know, somebody might ask you, oh, will you pee on me? You know, somebody say, oh, will you stick it in my butt? Oh, will you put jumper cables on my nipples? I mean, how
far
would
you go? I'm going to explain it to you like this, bro. I'll explain it to you like this. Yeah, I hear that. Then, you know, I hear that point. You know what I mean? And then, you know, that's cool. That makes sense. You know what I mean? But listen to the damn question that you just asked me, dog. How far will I go to please my partner? You know, it ain't about me, bro. You just said how far would I go to please my partner. It's about my partner now. So my answer to that damn question, bro, I'm doing everything and anything. Like, ain't no skin going untouched, dog. Like, everything going. And that, but see, I don't like eating ass neither, dog. But I will do it if I'm really fucking with a woman, and, you know, and she want to feel electric like that. I will do that. But I don't like doing it. But for her, you said please your partner. If I'm dealing with a damn female on that level, dog, and I really care for her, bro, there ain't nothing I would do. All that in there, like everything going in, dog. I don't half ass nothing I do, dog. Like, even if I don't like the shit, you know, when it comes to that right there, pleasing your partner, dog, because I would want her to do every damn thing in her power to please me as well. So I ain't gonna be no goddamn hypocrite, you know, when they're half assing with her because, oh, I think that's nasty. No, you know what I'm talking about? Because I wouldn't want her to say that damn shit to me, bro. Yeah, you know, it's got to be the same shit. Like, if I want you to do every damn thing in your power to please me, I'm gonna do the same to you. Ain't nothing off limits. Toes, earlobes, booty teeth, everything going, dog. Everything got to get lips on it. Everything got to get tapped with a rod. Everything got to go. It's a wholesale. You know what I'm talking about? Everything. I, you know, I ain't scared to try shit. Yeah.
That's what it do. That's what it do. That's why them women be stalking your ass. No, I'm just playing.
man, don't do me like that, boy.
But, you know, sometimes that's just how it's got to be. You know what I mean? Sometimes, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, sometimes you got to step outside of that. You know what I mean? You fuck around and find some shit you don't know you like. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I will tell you this, bro. You know, you're an OG, dog, so you'll understand this shit, bro. Yeah, you know, shout out to damn Eddie Griffin, dog. He said, and I quote, if you eat pussy and you eating it right, you done slipped up on some ass. And you don't, it ain't much of a difference, bro. It's right there. And you don't even know you did it, dog. You don't say it. Everybody say, damn it, everybody got there. All these corny-ass dudes talking about, oh, bro, it tastes like shit. No, it don't. If your bitch is clean, dog, it do not damn taste like, you don't need to be, it don't taste like that. I'm telling you, dog, bro, it really don't if your bitch is clean, dog. But see, y'all fucking with these damn bitches that ain't got no self-discipline, dog. Y'all fucking with these bitches that don't wipe properly or wash properly, dog. You got to, yeah, you can't just go eating that, dog. You got to make sure the bitch showers up before you involved in that activity. And, you know, and once she showers, she's not allowed to go outside. You know, she can't go outside after she damn shower if we about to do something. Because, you know, you go outside for a little bit and sit there, to, you know, you already marinating. So. Yeah, you gotta get a damn shower and do your business, dog. But they fucking with these unsanitary ass bitches that don't take care of themselves properly. You know that's why you hear a lot of these dudes talking about, dog. All I do it for is the pussy, dog. Bro, I do it for the goddamn head, the pussy. I fucking the ass. I do everything because my bitches are clean. I got no damn problem. Ain't no strong smell coming up about to knock me out, bro. It ain't none of that. Nah, I have fucked with bitches that had them smells before, but never again. You live and you learn. You got to be on your game now, though. I don't play that. You got to be clean. I'm not that damn horny to where I'm going to just start fucking bitches that got that smell. No. A lot of these dudes can't control their dicks. I got mind control over mine. My dick don't control me, bro. I control my dick. I got that steering wheel. That shit go wherever the hell I want it to go. You know what I'm talking about? And there ain't nothing on the female nasty if she damn clean and got that good shit. There ain't nothing nasty. I'm going all in. Damn that.
Nah. I think there it is.
Might
there
not be for long though. You know, goddamn it, I'm a smoker, dog, you know, motherfucker, you know, that first one, dog, if she got that good shit though, I ain't gonna last long at all. That first one gonna get off if she got that good shit, boy. That first one gonna get off pretty damn good. You know, the first damn 5 to 15 minutes, I'm probably gonna be on a slump. But then that second one coming though, oh boy, it's game time after that first one get off. But then I'm finna get off anyway. But that's only right. But that's only with the damn females that got that good shit though. You know, if you got that mediocre shit, bro, I, you know, it'll take a minute. But if you got that good shit though, right, that first one gonna be crazy though. I'm gonna blow your damn brains out.
That's you what it do. That's
yeah.
What
you wanna be a cheese burrito?
What the look hell? Did you ask him? Did he want to be
a
burrito?
Jordan's hungry.
Motherfucker. Oh.
Jordan's hungry. He's sitting right here. No, he's sitting right here telling me he's hungry, and I said, okay, hold on, and he's texting me at the same time.
Oh. I was
what
about
kind
to
of 2015 shit
man.
Is that?
Come on.
E-Monster, is there a 484 area code on there?
Is there a 484? Yes, there's a 484 on here.
Okay, can you put them on, please? Thank you.
Did this motherfucker just tell me what to do? This ain't
no
Tuesday.
No,
I said,
the please and thank you does not exclude an order. The please and thank you does not
I
make
said,
it any
please
less
and
order.
Thank you. Can you please put them on?
Make it
thank
no less
you.
Of an order. Look, OGs don't follow orders. Believe that. They don't do it.
As a matter of fact, we're going to do it like this. Matter of fact,
I said please and thank you.
Jay Dirty, you broke down, you know what I mean, how sometimes if you're really getting in, you might go down there. See, now I'm finna come up with a new motherfucking, a new product called Put It On Your Chin, where we put something on our chin as men that really go in, that hit the bed so you don't go down too far. I'm just saying. I need a little something so you don't have to give me a complex and shit so I don't go too far.
So,
it is what it is. Check it out. I got some new sexy music from a new female artist that I just met today. Check it out. Her name is Scan. This song is called La La La. Pay attention to what it's called. La La La. That's all I'm going to say. Wet, wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Hey, baby. Can I talk to you for a second? I just want to know something.
Yeah. Now I bet you know what I was talking about, that la-la.
Look, my line will not stay open. Why is the line keep closing back up? It is what it is. Wet, wet Wednesday. All right, we finna go back over here and check in with Jay Dirty. Cali girl, we finna check in with her person that she got over here. We gonna go over here and see who it is. You dig? Let's see, I'm gonna let these lines open up right quick. But we gonna get to you guys next, 612 and 843, so stick with us. Y'all know what we're talking about. Have you ever made a movie, a home movie? If you did you erase it right afterwards, or did you keep it? Or you can say, or you can answer to, how far would you go to please your lover? You dig? I'm just saying. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. So, you there, Callie? Callie, girl. Look, she over there burning up macaroni and shit again. We just going to check in with the person that she brought over here. Let's see who it is. 484-300. Who we got on Wet Wet Wednesday? A friend of Callie's girls. Hello.
And you already know a friend of Eating Monster. What's good with you, baby? It's your boy Cuban.
I was going to say, is this Cuban?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good with you?
Just trying to stay alive, stay relevant. You dig?
I feel that, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
You must have been a surprise she was trying to get on the line the other night, huh?
Yeah, I was just out, you know, partying, everybody welcomed me home and everything, and I'm just trying to get back in the twist since I've been away for so long and, you know, trying to get back in the groove and everything.
Right. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Okay. Ty, did you get a chance to hear what we were talking about tonight?
Yeah, I already heard the question, and, well, I actually make a physical movie, but my life is like a movie. So you could already say I got to record it. I just didn't put it in the film production on the big screen yet.
That's what's up. So you saying you still got your footage?
Yeah. You know, it's in the head. You know, I came home and had to do the same thing. So, you know, it was all good, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, what's up? I mean, just you, like, you and maybe the other person, would y'all, like, say, hey, let's hook up and watch that movie? You dig? Or, you know, as men, we just watch the motherfuckers. It is what it is.
Huh?
Oh,
shit,
it could be a game on. It don't matter. We going to watch them.
Well, I had fun with it. You know what I mean? I had fun. You know, we sit back, we watch, you know what I mean? We drink, we smoke, or whatever the twist is, you know what I mean? And we watch that joint, you know what I mean? And
okay, I'm back.
Probably fall back, you know? But me personally, I never made one, you know what I mean? Hands on, probably soon, but it's never going to go on no internet, no none of that. Like, no, we're not doing that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I can say, bro, is don't let your shit go to the cloud. It is what it is. I'm just saying.
Is it?
Everybody had that motherfucker. I guess the next question is, you know, how far would you go to please your lover?
I'm going far. I mean, I'm definitely going as far as possible. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever they want, they got it. They already know how I roll. And for the people that don't know me, I'm Cuban Da Vinci, you know, the boy to make all the love songs, you know, for the females out there. You know, I got them hits out there, and about to make some more hits, too. But I'm going all the way, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. You got to. I'm just saying, if you don't, then that's when you find Lil Ray Ray from down the street, your girl side nigga, because he willing to do all the shit you ain't going to do, and they both got a movie. I'm just saying.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to take care of that other person. You dig? I tried to explain to you. I even brought this topic along. I had a conversation with another dude. He was like, I don't get a fuck. I just get mine. It's like a race. To the finish line, whoever gets there first, the winner.
See, a dude like him, I mean, easy to take his girl because he's so busy trying to get his off the stage, just trying to please her.
For real.
He got to please her. Like.
Man, come on, dog. You can't, man, come on. These boys, do these motherfuckers even like pussy anymore? What is that?
I mean, you know, there's a big transition going on I've seen from TV. Like,
what's going on?
No shit. Damn.
Man, I'm feeling you. What's wrong with you?
Man.
How you feeling?
That's crazy.
Mom, what you gonna do?
Nothing's gonna go to this show up there.
And then what?
Ooh, somebody having a good time.
Me back. Been going all over house, but she ain't texting me back yet.
Now, shoot my motherfucker, don't she? What's her name?
Oh,
hi. Tell us that. Hi. Well, fuck it.
Yeah. We gonna go ahead and keep it moving. We gonna keep it moving.
Motherfucker, man.
Yeah, crazy.
We're gonna check in with the 843-269-843-269. Who we got on the line? Wet Wednesday. Oh
wait.
Yo.
Bad you call because my phone, my memory lock, so I couldn't get your text.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that one over.
I'm waiting for the beat.
Yo.
All right, 843-269. Who we got on Wet Wednesday? Hello.
Yo, what's happening?
Who we got on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Tony King, dog.
Oh, really?
Yo, what's good? This is Tony King.
Hey, Cali girl, what's up,
man? Oh, Cali girl's on. No, she's not on mute. She can hear you. What's up, macaroni?
No, I ain't cooking no damn macaroni.
Oh, shit.
I know, because the fire alarm ain't went off yet. It is what it is.
Hey, I've been on the show for a minute. Hey, I heard you say something about you ass naked eating Tootsie Rolls and tube socks. That's weird, bro.
Yeah, that fucked me up too, dog. I almost didn't damn
it's
talk when
right,
you put me on after that damn comment.
Oh,
my dog, that ain't nice.
Pray for me. Don't tell
I am
going to
pray for you, Trump, that you find that other tool shop. Yeah.
As far as the video, I've always wanted to do some kinky shit like that. I'll just be meeting little scary-ass hood rats. They be like, no, you going to show your boy. I be like, man, fuck out of here. I ain't showing my boy. That's for us, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I'm into that kind of nasty shit. I'm just a nasty-ass dude like that.
Yeah, because everybody know a man don't show and tell, dog, because he already know what he's laying down. He ain't got to show and tell to
exactly.
Prove no quality.
I can see if that was like one of them jump-offs, you know what I'm saying? You run into the streets and bitch like, ooh, daddy got dollars. Yeah, daddy wants that ass. Come holler at me, you know what I'm saying? And she throw it to me like right on the spot. Hell yeah, bro, let me tell you about this freak I just hit. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit go. But nah, my lady, nah, man. I don't get down like that. I don't show and tell. Luckily, I'm single. Cali girl, what's up, girl?
What's up?
Look at him. Look
Let's make that movie.
I hope you got your Kool-Aid.
What's up with the Kool-Aid?
Oh, I got plenty of Kool-Aid.
Hey, we not putting Kool-Aid in our movie. Fuck that. I like ranch on my side.
Cochino. Man, look at that.
How far are you willing to go, Cali? You down for the ranch?
I'm down for the ranch.
Man, Cali
girl
looks too skinny, dog. Hey, a big boy will break her, dog. She looks too damn. Hey, she looks skinny, dog. I can't. I'm from the South, man. I look like I'd break her, man. I can't even. Goddamn.
I'm not that skinny. I weigh 122.
I'm country dude. I'm talking about, bro, we built for a tough round. I don't know, because I'd be scared. I'd break you like, damn. I mean,
no,
like
you won't. Trust me.
Crazy. I'd break that little pelvis, man. You like you got ran over by a damn car. Break that little pelvis. Man, I couldn't even push down on this shit, dog. I first forget I'm going to snap that motherfucker. I can't do it.
Hey, Cali girl, I'm not into hurting them, baby. Mama told me to be gentle. You can't break your toys.
No, you can't break me. Trust and believe that.
I never
can't break it. Can't break your toys. I caress them. Then I go for the ratios, and then we had a fun with the salads and the nipple jacks and all that. What was that? Nipple jack? Yo, what the fuck is a nipple jack?
Nipple jack. You know me.
I'm sitting there talking about it. I don't even know what the hell a nipple jack is.
Nipple jack.
Yeah, you got
I don't know. Somebody want to explain that with me, bro?
Somebody
please explain it to me.
Just on here saying something about damn slings, ropes, oil, and nipple jacks or some shit.
You said a dude was talking about that?
The only way I'm getting electricity on my body is if I'm fucking Storm from the X-Men. Then that shit be cool. That's about
it. He ain't lying, dog. Make that bitch eyes turn white for real. No snow, but it is snowing because you know, I really know the snowman is off on you. And it, but fuck the lightning, she can keep that Zeus shit to her damn self. She ain't Zeus.
Exactly.
Keep them lightning bolts in your pants, baby.
Y'all wild.
Real shit, though.
How y'all not gonna be scared of jumper cables on the nipple, but you gonna let superhero with electrifying powers suck on your dick?
You just explained it to us, dog. It's a super bitch, dog. You know what I'm saying? She come standard with that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't battery.
That lightning might tingle in all the right places. You know what I'm talking about? Lightning hits the road. Lightning hits the road. It's thunder, okay?
You gonna fuck around and make her gag? Shit ain't gonna look like
I ain't gonna do that though, bro. She gonna have my damn dick looking like a damn sausage got left in the damn microwave too long. I ain't gonna do that, dog. Have my shit looking like that, but I'm busted open on the side. Man, watch out, bud. I refuse. You straight as hell now.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
Hey, that's the real though. That's the real though.
I will say this though, we monster.
Huh?
My bad. I was going to say, though, I will say this, bro. A lot of goddamn people, when you ask them that damn question about how far they'll go to please their damn partner, they'll say they'll go all the damn way, but a lot of them be lying for real. A lot of them really won't go all the way for real. They be lying. But go ahead, my bad. Wanted to get
it's
that
all
out.
Good. I'm going to go over here and open up the line to the 612. You dig? But just to help out, you know, for the sake of the thing, I'm going to put my little experience. It's kind of fucked up, though. I probably shouldn't be telling y'all this shit. But I'm going to tell y'all my little experience. Yeah, I tried a movie once or twice, maybe three, four, five, six times.
Oh,
seven, eight, nine times. You know, it gets better as it goes. I'm just saying you got to realize what the fuck you're doing. I'm not going to lie. I have my motherfucking room set up like what is that fucking show called? CSI Crime Scene Unit. I got motherfucking big ass... fucking I got cameras, I got lamps, I got Photoshop, I got all that shit, you dig? So I'm getting it in. Oh, naked ass nigga, you dig? Getting it in with one motherfucking sock on, trying to turn on the movie. And I fucked around the first one. I finished up the movie before the credits even fucking introduced everybody. So that fucked up my first movie, did it? So I said, fuck it. I got ambitions. We gonna try this shit again. You dig? But I don't fuck around with this white dude from the Bay. I don't even remember where he was from, but he lived in the Bay. He told me I got this girl I wanna do a movie with. I don't fucked around, came over, we drink on some motherfucking drinks and shit, got my beer goggles going and shit. She was kinda big. I'm not gonna lie, but I ain't scared, you know, I like a challenge. She is kinda big, but it is what it is. I said fuck it, I'm gonna do it for the movie. So I fucked around, grabbed the baby powder from the wet spot, you know, poof, you got to throw it on her ass. She that big, dog. I'm just so after about two or three minutes of the movie going in, I know how to do it. So about 3 minutes of the movie going in, so I start to black out, you dig? I'm like, oh, shit, what went wrong? Is they trying to rob me? Did he just bust me in the back of my head? You dig? No. You know, I started seeing a white light. So I started going to the white light. You dig? I thought maybe I was dying or something. So I went to the white light. Come to find out it was just a reflection off a Dorito bag. But it is what it is. This is why I didn't like making the movie. This is why I didn't like making the movie. Because ain't nothing like watching a motherfucker trying to resuscitate you butt ass naked with a condom on. They go clear, and the motherfucking condom shoot off, hit the ceiling fan. Spread jizzy everywhere, everybody running out, and you trying to resuscitate yourself. That's a fucked up movie. I'm just saying.
I hope you lying, dog.
That's why I don't do that shit no more. I might try it again one day. I don't know. It is what it is. But we're going to go ahead and check in with the 612-998. Don't judge me. Just pray for me. Who we got on Wet Wet Wednesday? You know what we're talking about by now. Hello. Hold on. The line taking a second to open up. There we go. 612-998. Hello.
We got one of them shoppers.
612-998. Look, they like, fuck your show. I'm not talking about that. Hell no.
That's one of them shoppers.
It is what it is. Y'all ain't got to be scared of us. It's just Wet Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio. So, anything else y'all want to talk about today? On the subject, or, you know, we could talk about something else. It really makes me no difference. I'm still embarrassed. I can't believe I told y'all about my movie. It is what it is. I think I'm gonna go to keep that shit offline.
Hey, yo, they got that shit on Netflix, though?
They had it. Get in. They had it.
Not yet. Nah, I mean,
I'm still on here, man.
Oh. I'm just saying. You know what I'm
saying? No.
Oh, shit.
I got a lawsuit. They had to take it down.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm suing Empire, the TV show, because they took one of my scenes and put it in their movie. Seeing everybody else trying to sue them motherfuckers. They took my scene from in the movie and put it in their movie. But it is what it is.
Cali girl, why you so quiet, baby?
Hey, so they're burning her house down.
Why Cali girl so
shut
quiet?
Shut the hell up. I ain't burning no damn house out.
Why you so quiet? You was live before I got on. What happened? You got a shot?
No, I'm staring out the window.
You throwing up out
the
window?
Look.
What kind of... I said staring out the window and being nosy.
Oh, it's still
hot
over
there.
Yes, it's 87 degrees.
87? It's raining like a motherfucker over here. It's really wet Wednesday for us.
You know what you done did, Mr. King? She's looking out the window. She's looking into the neighbor's garden, looking at the lettuce, talking about, ooh, I wonder what some rain show feel like right now. Get in.
Don't worry, I'm on
sipping
to
her Kool-Aid.
California on the stop, baby.
Oh, God, have mercy.
Oh, yeah, call
look,
God.
Look.
You know
her little squirt of box.
I need some more damn
right
Kool-Aid.
Now.
That's what the hell I
you
need.
You can tell. You can tell.
Oh, you
can hear it in her voice.
Okay.
You're like,
no. Shut up, you monster.
Don't stop it. Look. Say something else.
Shut up.
Tell
where
you
going?
Look, we're going to have to put her on mute.
She's
over there beating her kids on
Wet
Wet Wednesday. We're giving you sexual attention. You over there.
No.
It is what it is.
No, I asked Jordan where he was going.
Okay. Oh, nah, I mean, I was just talking trash, but if you want to know my intentions, let me ask you a few questions. Let me give you an interview. Monster, you mind if I borrow your show real quick, dog?
Go ahead.
No, what? It's not Hangover Tuesday.
Go ahead,
bro.
Go ahead, bro. Borrow your show. Hold on, let me pull up a chair for this shit. Miss Cali girl, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your idea of a romantic date?
A romantic date? Huh.
You get them thugs, huh? They don't know how to show you no real romance. You ever heard of thug love?
Of course. The best love
that's
of all.
Yeah, that's that cat with them with the baggy jeans and them Tims on that, you know, with the wife beater, and he just drop his pants. He don't really get butt naked, but he give it to you just the same way.
No.
No?
I ain't into all that no more.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand that. Exactly. Experience. I'm just asking. That. I mean, I ain't got no boots on. I'm rocking sandals right now. I'm just saying. But, nah, I mean, like,
okay.
talk
next to me. Question.
Talk to me. All right. Well, you ain't going to answer that one now. That's cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, though, exactly what are you into? The movies and that. I heard you earlier and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, so talk to me more about these movies and shit. Like, have you actually
made one? Oh, yeah, I
want to
make a movie. You know I've not made one. I want one. I want to make one.
Okay, starring who?
I want to make one.
Starring who? You yourself and who? A couple of Charlie's Angels and select others or what? You want to act them kind of movies or just a single movie?
I've already had females. I'm over that.
Oh, okay.
Are you volunteering to make the movie with me?
Shit, it ain't no problem for me to fly back to California and make that movie real quick. But see, I'm shy though. You can't show nobody.
Oh no, who am I gonna show? Ain't nobody coming to my house. I ain't got no friends.
Damn,
I'm not gonna take it to work,
up, man.
You got Marshall's radio. We your friends.
Yes, you guys are my friends. But I don't go out and hang out with people.
Oh, okay, okay.
I go to work, and I come home, and I make sure Jordan does what he's supposed to do. That's it.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you one last question, because everything else that I'm going to ask you shouldn't be said on the radio, regardless if it's X-rated or not. You know, this is a wild-ass radio show, but let me ask you this one last question. It's appropriate for the show, Monster. You know, don't get on me yet. But this right here is just to check her mentality to see where she at. So let's say I am in Cali, you know what I'm saying, and I roll up. Knock, knock, knock. You open the door and you see me with butter biscuits and some syrup. What's your next move?
Take the syrup and pour it all over you and lick every last drop of it off.
That's it? What about the biscuits?
what do I need the biscuit for?
I'll show you.
The fuck?
Yeah. Welcome to my world. I'll show you what the biscuits for.
What it is. I just want to say,
oh my God.
You guys,
I can't explain
friend.
That on the radio.
I'm not Callie's friend. I just want to put that up front. I've been trying to block her.
You
number
are.
Years.
Look.
She just somehow calls
no.
in and burned up free pay phone. I'm just saying.
Look.
But I guess.
No. Wait. E-Monster, no. When I meant I had no friends, I meant I don't have friends outside, out here. Like, who am I going to show it to? Am I going to eat? What am I going to do? I don't hang out with nobody. The only person I hang out with is my auntie.
Oh, no, I ain't worried about it.
She's not too busy.
I don't have,
like, friends like that, I mean. But, of course, E-Monster is my friend. Me and E-Monster have a love-hate relationship.
We
do.
I guess you love and I hate, motherfucker. It is what it is. I'm trying to be nice to me tonight.
Look, I'm nice to you every night.
But the next question
I'm going
to ask,
okay, you know what? Tomorrow's Thursday.
If you did make a movie, what would your movie be called? Hello.
Yeah, that's a nice question.
I don't know. Miss
Callie,
what
about movie?
You,
I don't know.
What would your movie
shit.
Be called?
Well, Callie girl, this one especially for you, the name of our movie could be better than chocolate. Because when you get a nice nighttime nigga like myself and you get a nice afternoon, I mean daytime lady like yourself, we can make a pretty afternoon. So that's better than chocolate right there.
Okay. And that's the name of the movie.
Better than chocolate, 9. Hey, where's
Jay Dirty
at, man?
What's
Jay Dirty at? Jay Dirty.
That's what I'm saying. See, we can't ask Jay Dirty them questions, bro. He won't respond to us. You'll get a look on his face that's so crucial. Yeah, we got to get Callie to ask him. You dig?
No,
we gotta get
Callie
to ask him.
Nah, it ain't that
Callie,
kind of funny.
You
ask
him. What would his movie be called? Callie, you gonna ask him.
Jay Dirty.
Probably forgot what the question was.
What would his name of his movie be named?
Ain't this a bitch? You ain't even say it right. You gonna ask him what would the name of his movie be?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell the syrup and the biscuits are for.
I told you, well, you got the syrup on lock. You got the surf on lock. I told you, I got to show you the biscuits. This is radio. I'm too real for radio. I can't explain them biscuits on the radio. But I'll tell you this. When I show up in Cali and I leave, you make sure the next wet Wednesday that he have, you call back and you say, Monster, the biscuits are real.
Okay.
That's it. I can't tell you what the biscuits are. Got this, you know what I'm saying?
Now y'all
going to
have people all week. Talking about what was the biscuit? What was like, tune in next Wednesday, motherfucker? I don't know what the biscuit is. You gotta call in.
Hey, Snoop Dogg said the game is to be sold, not to be sold, not to be sold.
Oh my God. Okay, so answer the question, please, Jay Dirty.
I'm still on here.
Yeah, she's still on
yep.
here.
All right. My bad. I thought I was muted and shit. I've been talking for like 30 minutes.
Who knows if you're muted because you hear that ding in your ear?
I might have had my own goddamn phone muted. Shit, I don't know. What's the question?
If you were to make a movie, what would you name it?
Damn, that's a good one. There's so many different titles for different scenarios and different bitches. I don't know. I don't know, dog.
Like a movie by itself. So many scenarios. So many.
I probably call my damn movie. Probably call that bitch The Swirl.
The Swirl.
The Swirl.
The Swirl, man. That's all, man. Real talk, though, bro. I ain't playing, guys. Real talk. Hey, you know when the goddamn when the movie starts, dog, the jingle that's gonna be playing, dog, is that Kit Kat jingle, right? It'll break me off a piece of that, yeah, and it's gonna be a white chocolate Kit Kat bar. Yeah, all that, and I would just like to make a damn public service announcement. Tony, you built out a goddamn stone or something, dog, because I done tried the syrup thing before, bro. It was a goddamn sticky situation, and thought my damn ditch skin was about to get towed off. I can't do
hey,
the goddamn
dog.
Syrup,
dog. Hey,
dog. Ain't built for that.
Hey, I put it like this. Let me define the syrup real quick. I'm still not gonna explain them biscuits. The game is to be sold, not be told. Let me explain the syrup. She said she would pour the syrup on me and lick it off. Okay, that's that old school shit. It's 2015 and I come from the 80s era. You dig? The syrup to me ain't going on me. They had me with sticky nuts about to peel my skin off. But I could show her three imaginary things that I've come up with to do it.
It's
okay.
Not going to stick to you if I'm licking it off right away.
Shit,
okay,
it's
well,
going to be sticky. What kind of syrup are you dealing with? That lightweight.
I am not light. I weigh 125. I'm not light.
Kelly girl, have you ever literally used syrup in sex? The shit ain't that fun. It tastes good, but damn it, it ain't fun for the sexual intercourse. Well, have you ever used syrup in that activity before? It ain't natural. It'll hurt.
Okay,
I'm telling you, it ain't.
Okay,
you know
dirty,
you
right.
Well, okay, but
hey,
were
you right?
But
okay,
you know,
what
I'm
about
from the 90s, though. I'm a 90s baby. I'm a 90s baby, though, so I might not understand, but I didn't like it. Everybody different. I just didn't like the shit. It didn't. So, you know, I had to go by me. This girl I was dealing with told me about some goddamn chocolate lube or some shit that they had out now. So I went and got that shit, and that was delicious. I'm talking about all the right places was delicious, and it smelled good. And damn it, I emptied the damn tube on it. But I'm talking about forehead to toes, everything was let on. Oh, I thought I had a big-ass chocolate bar that shit was delicious. Hell yeah. And but it wasn't sticky, man. It just tasted good. But you wouldn't know about that with that syrup talk. Girl, you crazy.
Shit. Hey, Cali girl, you ever have you ever had anybody make you into a banana split for one day?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You're the only Cali girl here. He ain't talking to us. The hell you mean?
Make
you.
Me. Make you into a banana split, meaning chop some bananas up in appropriate form, put them in between your breast area, and dress you up like the best fucking banana split you could ever make. But the rule to that game is you can't leave no sticky. So just to think about the amount of licking you're going to be receiving.
No, I've never had that.
Damn. I'm sorry. What about the Oreos?
I did eat peanut butter off a girl pussy one time, though. I did eat some peanut butter off a girl pussy one. That shit was good. It was the smooth kind, though. It wasn't the crunchy kind. It was the smooth kind, because you already know. Yeah, that shit, that was good, because she done moistened it up, and the shit already looked like it was sweating. I was like, Jesus, thank you for this beverage I'm about to receive right here. It looked so caramelly and beautiful. So I went down there, dog. I damn near thought I took the pussy home with me. I thought it was still in my mouth. I'm talking about I damn near took it off her body. I loved it.
Damn.
It was good. Try that one. I look like a damn dog licking peanut butter by that eye. Real life. I don't fuck around. I get it in, but I don't put none of that shit on my body. Just on her. Damn that. <Yeah.
laughs> Hey, Dirty, you got me beat, dog. I don't know nothing about that shit.
It ain't that bad. You know, everybody always talk about the goddamn whipped cream and all that bullshit, but they don't know what the fuck to do with it. I do the shit for the
like
damn taste.
Cream,
I like the taste of it. That's my favorite treat. I'll put it all over a bitch and lick it out. I love the way the shit damn tastes. But if the bitch got a bad taste on it, then the shit going to be nasty in the goddamn way. Because if the bitch skin tastes like you licked the goddamn alligator, you know, they ain't going to be damn good. You know, you got to make sure you're dealing with clean bitches that taste good, too, and got the good smell on them. Hygiene is very important. All these people talking about whipped cream and shit, they probably putting it on raunchy bitches and don't even know no better than still say nasty. You got to fuck problems with hygienic women.
I feel you on that. Mine got to be super soft. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to have sauce. I don't know what it is. What's up?
My bad, bro. Go ahead. My bad.
Oh, nah, you straight. I was just about to diss a few females that I ran into that felt like concrete dust. I'm just saying, as a woman,
for real?
You know, me being the man that I am, if you a woman, if I touch you and I instantly just fall because I can't fucking walk no more, that means your skin is good in my book. I like soft fucking skin. I like for the skin to be when they get out the shower, that steamy ass shower, and they go in the room and lay down in the air and put that smell good on, that lotion and shit, and I go in there under the covers and get up under that skin, I shouldn't feel nothing but just moist, soft, warm heaven.
I will tell y'all this, though. I'm working on this myself, though, bro. I ain't all the way got a master yet, though, because it still get me. But, you know, when a bitch riding me, dog, I like fucking with bitches that got really soft hands. So when a bitch down riding me, dog, and she reach back there and rub on them nuts, boy, I promise you, dog, my shit is, you know, I can't control it, dog. I'm working on it, though. It's hard, though, bro. And then, you know, but if she reach back there and rub on them while she on there riding, boy, she got them soft hands. I'm talking about I'm finna blow the club all the way up. It's like a terrorist act off in that bitch. Don't do it. I'm working on it, dog. I got to let them know up front. And I know Plies done said the shit and all that, dog. I'm not saying it because he said it. It's real life shit. You got my shit sensitive down there. You touch it with some soft hand, dog. It's over with. I'm about to ranch you up.
Damn,
sorry. I ain't a pro yet. I'm working on it, damn it. I got the moves, but I ain't got the grooves. You know what I'm talking about? I'm still trying to hold mine in. I'm a white man, bro. We get off easy and quick sometimes. I can't control it. Sometimes it just be too damn good. Can't help it, but I'm working on it. And I ain't scared to admit it. But, you know, once I get that first one out of the way, though, then you can touch them out of here you want. I'm finna see. I'm going to go, but, you know, that first one going to be, that's going to be a doozy. You got that good shit on that first one. Shh, I'm dead, bro.
I feel you, hey.
Fuck it.
Oh,
hey, when it's good, it's good, bro. It's good. It is what it is. You dig? And you know how you know it's really good? When you got to hit that motherfucker a couple times to get your motherfucking shit together. You dig?
Nah, but see, for me, you know it's good, dog. Like, when you put it in there, dog, and you got to pull that bitch back out for a minute and wipe the juice off a little bigger. That's how you know it's good, when you got to back out that motherfucker for a goddamn minute, dog. Because, bro, that shit, I had to do that a few damn times. I almost lost my damn control there. I had to pull out a minute and be like, oh, Jesus. Wait a minute. Y'all wasn't ready.
Exactly. Yeah, hell yeah.
Sometimes, man, struggle real.
For real, though, I kind of like that shit when I think I'm about to conquer something and she don't understand shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might be talking a little shit like, I hope you ready. And I'm like, man, fuck that, I'm ready.
Again?
Then I get ready to get up in it and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I be like, shit, hold up.
For real?
I be like, don't move. Just be still real quick. Let me adjust. You know what I'm saying? And then I had one time. She tightened up on me. I said, don't move. And she tightened up. And I was like, shit, game over. I can't even do shit.
For real, bro. That shit, the struggle real, dog. These women, some of these women don't know the damn good pussy they got, bro. They be fucking us up for real, dog. We only
they, but they be
men.
Mad, though. They be mad. They be
you
mad.
Get
you know what?
That's a compliment. That's a compliment to y'all.
Come on, be mad. I'll be like, I'll be telling them how to fuck.
Like,
Hold on, bro.
Sometimes they know. Because you'll be like, no, wait, stop. Hold on. Give me a minute. Wait. No, wait. And she'll fucking start rolling on that ass, start looking right at some. Oh, you think you're going to hold back? What? Stop doing what? What you mean? You're going to stop rolling. You know what the fuck you And then you need a moment and some fucking Kool-Aid. You did.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid, I love my Kool-Aid. How many?
Man, fuck your cheap ass Kool-Aid.
You know what? My Kool-Aid is not cheap. My Kool-Aid is a special Kool-Aid.
Flavor.
You know,
oh, I don't
want to
hear about it. I didn't hear that. Quit prosecuting yourself. I didn't hear that. All the law enforcement listeners. She didn't say that. No.
Oh my God.
Damn, that's whoa.
So, all right, so. So, all right, so, hey, we are at the end of the show, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up. So, all right, any last words you want to say there, Callie?
No, I'm making girls something else to eat.
I did not even hear what you said, but okay. Peace. What about you, Mr. Tony King?
Yo, I just want to shout out to all the movie-making freaks, because I'm into that shit, and ain't no shame in my motherfucking game. Biscuits.
I'm ready for saying biscuits.
You know you got a bunch of them.
Well, you better hashtag that shit, Pippin. Goddamn biscuits, man.
I couldn't hashtag it. I couldn't hashtag it yet. I can't. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I can't hashtag the biscuits yet.
You want this or the sandwich?
I can't hashtag them because Cali Girl got to be able to come on the radio and say, I know what the biscuits are for, and then I can hashtag the biscuits. Then everybody's like, damn, he hashtagged that shit. I know what's up. You got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, got points, them damn teeth.
All right, Jay Dirty, we going to get lucky today. You got any shout-outs on your way out?
Yeah, man, as usual. Shout out to nobody. That's my partner. Fuck everybody up. I don't give a shit about nothing. Probably don't even care about myself half the damn time. But, yeah, love and peace and all that good shit that don't bring around me. And shout out to Tony and the biscuits you bring at the Cali Girl house. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to get that recipe and cook my own bitch some biscuits. You know what I'm talking about? And all that good stuff, you know, and everything else like that and all that, man. That's it, bro.
All right, so, hey, so you know how I do it, people. I send shouts out to everybody, not only people that like the posts, the pictures, and the links for tonight's show, but that also share them. Hey, big monster salute out to y'all. Big shout out to the whole monster team, Cali Girl, Mr. Kid, Jay Dirty, the caller from 612-998. Even though you didn't say nothing, we still love you anyway. You dig? I just want to say some of y'all, be careful when you're going out there. Some of y'all going to try to get it in tonight. Some of y'all going to try tomorrow. Some of y'all ain't going to get none until the next day. It is what it is. But be careful when you're trying these motherfucking syrups, biscuits, motherfucking peanut butter, especially the peanut butter. You're going to fuck around and end up with the wrong thought. And for the next 2 days, you're going to have a bad taste sticking to the roof of your mouth. It is what it
wait
is.
Wait a minute, Jesus.
That's what
wait
peanut butter
minute.
Does.
That ain't peanut butter. Hey, damn it. Wait a minute,
I'm
Jesus. Don't do the peanut butter like that. Goddamn Peter Pan, bitch.
So, y'all, be careful when you're trying these activities. And if you really try them, just put them on motherfucking movie. I look at the motherfucker. It is what it is. I even give you a rating on Facebook. Hashtag biscuits is your number.
Stupid.
You dig? It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Let's see. I guess I'll spend something sexy on my way up out of here. What's good,
to
Mark?
My place.
Yes, sir.
My bad. One last thing, though. Everybody who heard me on the show yesterday, tonight is Wednesday. The battles are going down tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
The number is 917-889-9112. That's if you into that kind of thing, because everybody don't fuck with it, but some people support it. Hashtag JDirty. What's up, cuz?
Oh, really, my
Well, make sure you tag me on Facebook and whatnot for the thing, it's right on your page, right? Is it on your page?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. I've been advertising it all day. That's what I do on Wednesdays. I'm not social at all, on no social media on Wednesdays. Fuck that shit. I got to get this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? If you was having a major event, you know what I'm saying, you every day with yours, but if you was having a certain major event, that one day that it came up, I wouldn't be advertising nothing but that shit to make sure that everything is going to go copacetic and we're going to have a fly-ass time. That's how I do, though.
Right. Right.
Oh,
okay, really? That's what it do. So make sure y'all come over there, because I'm going to be over there for sure. You dig? I'm going to go over to his page. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page, so don't forget, people, if you're on your computer and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, you can push follow. It'll take you to my Facebook, my Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. The show is interactive. You got some topics you want to talk about, things like that of that nature, hey, hit us up. You dig? I'll definitely consider it. You dig? I'm not saying I won't hang up on you when you call in, but I will consider it. You dig? So it is what it is. So here goes some E-Monster music on my way up out of here. This is me, him, and Dub Nikki. Or me, him. Ain't that a bitch?
Me and him. I'm talking about me. E-Monster, tell me, and hey, check it out. I got an artist, a female artist out of Atlanta that's working on the third verse right now. So, hey, it should be in by the end of this week. So, hey, if it's in by the end of this week, by the next week, this motherfucker will be done and for sale online. So check it out. This is E-Monster and Dub Nietzsche. It's called Sexton. Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday. Who wish?
I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language with every position. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster, oh, play. And it's
on the phone.